here's the beautiful thing about it. You can develop an internal motivation. You can develop an internal drive.
Winning habits, winning routines, and a winning mindset.
You're the main character of your own life story.
Welcome to the Susan Sly Project, where entrepreneurs rule, startups launch, and the side hustle becomes the main hustle. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Susan Sly.
Hey everyone, what's up? I'm here with Kieran O'Brien from Geared Social, and we're going to talk about five ways you can organically grow your followers on social media. So Kieran, what's number one?
Number one is collaboration. So this is kind of plain and simple, easy. If you are a social media personal brand, or you, even if you own a business or you own a brand, collaborating with other people, other influencers in your space is one of the simplest and easiest ways to grow, because they have a similar following to you, and it's more than likely that there's overlap and there's people that follow them that don't follow you, and vice versa. So it's a win-win for both parties. And it's just one of the age-old simple ways to grow online.
Yeah, absolutely. Like doing something like an IG live or even a Facebook live if you're on Facebook. Those are great ways just to get that. Like yeah, we're collaborating right now.
Exactly. Like doing stuff like this, but you also don't have to be in person like Susan and I are. You could do a guest live stream where you have two people live at the same time, like you said, on Facebook or Instagram. Those features are built into the platforms already. So use that. If you see somebody in your live stream that has an audience that's very similar to yours, invite them to come on the live stream, even for 30 seconds. All of their followers are going to get a notification that that person is live with you, even if they don't follow you. So that's a great way to grow.
I love that idea. What's number two?
Number two is viral content. So now this kind of comes down to if you're creative or not. If you're a creative person, my recommendation is to go online, go on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, on the Explore page, on the recommended page. This is an algorithm that's designed to show you viral content that you might enjoy. Go on there and figure out what kind of content could I mimic and make by myself. Viral content usually is something that teaches somebody something that they didn't know, something that's cool that they've never seen before, or something extremely informational, right? So if you can create a piece of content in your industry that you think has the potential to go viral and post it online, especially on platforms that work off of sharing. So Instagram, honestly, is not a great platform for viral content. It's hard to get stuff to go viral on there. TikTok is great. LinkedIn is great. Facebook is great because Facebook has that share button, so it can easily go viral organically. So create viral content, throw it on platforms that have a share button, and that's another great way to grow.
That's awesome. Okay, number three.
Number three is what I call hashtag hacking. So this is an age-old practice that myself and all my friends who've been in the social media game for a while do. Go to hashtags that are relevant to your business to your personal brand, and just start liking things, engaging in things, commenting, following if you want to. So go find posts. Let's say you're a fitness influencer, right? Go to other fitness influencers' posts and start liking the posts, commenting on the posts, leaving some kind words or whatever it is, or leaving your feedback on somebody's post. And I guarantee you, a lot of those people are going to notice you. Maybe you'll start following each other. Their followers will start noticing you as well. So that's a great way to grow.
And should you focus on the really big hashtags, or should you look at more niche hashtags?
Both. You should do both. Especially like if you're a local influencer or a local business, you want to go local hashtags. Like let's say, for example, you're a Thai food restaurant. You might want to go for the big Thai food hashtags, and that could be anybody in the world that likes Thai food. But then you also want to go for the Scottsdale, Arizona hashtags. Mm. So you're getting those local people as well.
That's fantastic. I have a friend who's a big Instagram influencer, and she built her whole following and got the blue check mark just from hashtag hacking.
Yep.
That's a great one. Okay, number four.
Number four is just TikTok. Not anything specific about it, but just go and make a TikTok account if you haven't already. It's pretty much guaranteed that one of your videos is going to go viral. It's actually how they kind of hook people to use their platform. So you're going to have a viral video just with persistence. Go make an account, learn the platform, start posting content on the platform, and I guarantee you that you'll grow sometimes, in some cases, very quickly on TikTok.
All right, number five.
Number five is viral comments. So the two platforms that are actually best for this are TikTok and Instagram. They both have algorithms inside of their comment section that pick people who have the best reactions. So you'll notice if you go to a big Instagram post by like Kim Kardashian, for example, you'll notice there's comments inside of the post with tens or even hundreds of thousands of likes on the comment itself. Mm. So if you can go on posts on hot pages or big Instagram, big TikTok pages, or if you think a video or a piece of content might eventually go viral and you think you've caught it before the wave, leave a comment on that post that's funny or witty or punny or whatever it is, and If people start to like that comment, you'll move up in the algorithm. And when that video goes viral, your comment's going to be sitting right there at the top of the comment section, and it'll get a lot of people coming over to your platform.
Kieran, these are awesome hacks that anyone can do. They're free. My message is just be consistent, right? Mm-hmm. And just be open. You never know. It could be that one thing we're seeing on TikTok, like, you know, one person does a random video and suddenly it has like a million views, right?
Right.
And
exactly.
You just got to keep putting yourself out there. Last question. How does someone have the right mindset? Because a lot of people will post and pray and then nothing happens with what they're doing. They're doing all of these things, you know.
The right mindset is just knowing that consistency is key. Going viral or growing your account takes a lot of time and it's pretty hard. But if you have a lucky break or a viral video, then at that point it becomes pretty easy. And so to get to that point, you never really know when it's going to happen. So if you're consistent and you continuously post good content, content that has the potential for virality, and you're commenting on all these posts trying to get a comment to go viral, eventually it will happen. That's just the odds of it, right? So stick with it, stay consistent. That's my biggest tip.
I love it. And so with that, if this video has been helpful, Kieran and I would love for you to share it. Do comment below. I will personally look at all of your comments. And here's what I'm going to do. One of you who does comment below, I'm going to give you 45 minutes of my time to help to mentor you for your business and your brand. So with that, thanks for stopping by. Thanks, Kieran, for being here.
No problem.
To find out more about Susan or hire her to speak, go to www.susansly.com. You can also find Susan on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn.